President Obama's oldest daughter, Malia, has decided to attend Harvard University, but she'll be going in the fall of 2017. First, she'll take a gap year. And since just about everything the Obama girls have done while they've been in the spotlight has had a good chance of becoming a trend, let's talk about gap years. Lisa Maselli is Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my high school. Lisa, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy. I'm honored to be with you.
So is taking a gap year something that everyone ought to do, or is it really better for certain people?
Yeah, I think a student who comes to the table and actually has that excitement and wants to talk about things that they want to do deeper, or they literally feel like they want to recharge a little bit and have some really cool ideas that maybe they've been putting on the back burner for a while. When I see them come to the table with ownership in the conversation, love it. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. What I worry about are the parents who often say, I want my child to take a gap year. And you ask the student and they have no interest. Or I'm concerned about the student who often says, well, I didn't get into some of the schools I applied to, so maybe I'll take a gap year and reapply. Huge red flag.
Do the students need to know what they're doing with the gap year if they're going to take a gap year? Or can they say, you know, I'm going to take a year off before I start college, but I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with that year, versus somebody who says, I'm going to go and do an internship, or I'm going to go and do this job, or I'm going to work in a lab, or I'm going to travel around?
I think students need to make sure that they do self-reflection, they do research, they do purposeful planning, and that they come to the college admissions officer if they deposit May 1, want to ask for that deferral for 1 year, that they do have a plan. Because it's hard for the college to actually read and evaluate what their request is unless they have some ideas. I always tell students, you don't have to be married to a plan that maps you out for 9 or 10 months. Things can organically generate in that year. But I do think even if you have a beginning part to say, I would like to do this and I would like to do this and it may culminate with me adding this, as long as they have some ideas, that's the way they have to start this deferral request.
Well, you bring up another interesting point, which is, does it make sense to defer or simply to apply after the gap year to college?
I would say that most high school counselors and admissions officers would really encourage a senior to stay on the national timeline, apply with your peers. Logistically, Jeremy, the teachers are in your school to help you. The counselors are there. The teachers can write letters of recommendation. You can get help with your applications. So I do think that it is ideal for the student to go through the process, because when you take that gap year, I so desperately want these kids to just go deep and do experiential learning and not be on a gap year worrying about, do I retake the SAT? How do I work with my counselor to get a transcript released? That's almost adding extra stress, where it's nice to deposit, go off on that gap year, immerse yourself in whatever you do, and know that you've got an educational plan waiting for you.
Do colleges look at gap years in a positive light? Do they like it when a student takes a gap year, especially if they're doing, as you say, something that is going to really help them down the road?
Yeah, I have to say there's a huge paradigm shift going on. I mean, I do think, again, colleges themselves have been advocating for this gap year concept. I mean, Harvard was probably, you know, very early in their outward dialogue with families talking about timeout or burnout, talking about this very early in 2000 and 2006, just constantly pushing to students, we want you to do what's best for you. We're not trying to rush you through the next educational phase of your life. So not only are colleges embracing it, but I also think that there are colleges now that I'm seeing a movement where some of them are creating their own gap year programs. For instance, Jeremy, three that come to mind are UNC Chapel Hill, American, Tufts. Those schools are now saying, we would like to have you for 4 years on our campus, but would you like to do a gap year that is sanctioned by us, organized by us, to truly allow you to travel, do internships, do mentorships, and it's all under the premise of that college or university. Isn't that awesome?
It sounds like a great idea. And by the way, full disclosure, I had a gap year before I started college, although I was pretty young. So then I got to be more like the age of the rest of the students in my freshman class. But let me ask you this, because not everyone can afford to do this. They may be listening to you saying, oh, what a great idea. My kid could go do a gap year, but they don't have the money to do that.
Well, and I think we have to fix that and dispel the myths of that, because a gap year does not have to be this expensive overseas opportunity that is only for students that are privileged to have those resources. The gap years can be domestic. They can be in your own backyard. We had a student who wanted to do a gap year and work at our local research park. and do community theater in Champaign-Urbana, and that was embraced by the college. So I tell students all the time, you know, yes, there are gap years that can cost more than the first year of your college tuition, but it doesn't have to be a gap year program that is structured and overly expensive. It can be unstructured, it can be domestic, it can be cheaper, and it doesn't have to be a set amount of time. We have students who might say, you know, my aunt or uncle lives in San Francisco. They own a small business. I think I'm going to go work in their business for a semester. Then I'm going to come back and I may actually blog and read books that I've never been able to read before. And I'm probably going to travel to a couple national parks. That can be a gap year.
Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my old high school. Lisa, thanks.